yo. Don't compare us to anything, this a different scenario. We break records while we pushing the culture forward. Great music and big vibes right in that order. Intellectually petty radio on the stereo. Don't compare us to anything, this a different scenario. We break records while we pushing the culture forward. Great music and big vibes right in that order.
And you are now tuned into another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio, brought to you by M3S3 Clothing. Men make moves and suckers stand still. And as always, on the mighty, 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 mighty Nerve DJs Radio Network. Yo, y'all already know, man. I only rock with legends around here, and today is absolutely no exception. And I'm just waiting on the brothers to show up a little bit. And this is like family. Definitely been knowing Robert for a long time now. So I'm kind of excited about this one, man. I got Robert and Rico O'Quinn dropping through to drop some gems and just give us a little backstory on their lives and their history and, you know, boxing from hip hop, from art, from fashion. You know, the brothers have made not only an impact in their family, but an impact in the community. Just doing their thing, man. And it's been a beautiful thing to kind of see their lives and their success. And let me just tap in. Y'all know I ain't good at texting and talking at the same time. So my bad. But I'm just getting them on the line now. I don't know what it is about today, man. Today's just been one of those days where it's just, this year has been like really peaks and valleys. Like it just, I've had some phenomenal guests. Our timing ain't always been where I like it to be. You know, but it's just been a really just interesting year, to say the least. And let me hit Robert up on Facebook real quick. And my bad, man. Like I say, the whole... the multitasking thing is just not really my shtick. Anyway, what's good with y'all, man? How's life? How's the family going on with y'all? Jesus Christ. I'm just, you know, waiting on the brothers to tap in. And I kind of went on the rant a little earlier. So I'm kind of out of shit to say. Which is, you know, I try to explain to people that I have the utmost respect and admiration for those people that do podcasts, and it's just them. How they do that week after week after week after week is wow to me. How they can successfully do that and maintain some type of kind of conversation. Jesus Christ, man. Like, I'm one of those, I'm good at holding a conversation with anybody except myself. And, yo, okay, I know we was linked, I know they put it up on the gram, let the world know that it was live at 7 o'clock, they even reshared the one I did. Give me a second, so, you know, our people can be fashionably late sometime, which I am not a fashionably late type of person. What's going on, Tay? Yo, and if you have not checked out Tay Uhuru's podcast, please do. Man, a brother has, I don't know how this man does it. But this man has the most phenomenal guests. And oh, okay. Yeah, they this nigga's getting out the gym and shit, man. What's the gym? Who goes to the gym? No. You know, they said they just getting out the gym and they gonna open it up in a second. So, all right, bet. But anyway, like I say, make sure you. What's the name of your? I forget the name of it though, bruh. Type the name in, Tay. Cause man, like you do, like the research you do on people, man, and the presentation that you do after, like post interview. Is crazy. Like, oh my God, where you got the time for that? Yo, all right, so we got Jericho in the building. And I'm sure Robert is there somewhere. Robert with you?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, because I got a little echo. Oh, okay. It's a little echo going on. How y'all doing though? Damn, I don't know what happened. You muted, bruh. Yeah, y'all, somehow, I can't hear y'all. It just went mute real quick. Yeah, definitely turn it to the side, but we can't hear y'all.
All right, there you go. You can hear us now?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we can hear you. Turn the phone to the side, too, for me.
Yeah, we...
Y'all niggas look like... Y'all niggas look like y'all just went on a heist or some shit.
We just leaving the gym right now, for real.
Yo, man. First off, man, thank you. This has been a long fucking time coming.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yo, you know what? I wanted to start with the boxing, but I was debating on if I kind of want to start with you, Robert. All right. Because I've been knowing you for a minute, man. And I have watched you, you know, kind of grow up from the sidelines a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know, I was thinking about Devon. And if people don't know, man, like Devon was my daughter's like he was my safety net. He was their second father.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to worry about, you know, like their whole life growing up. I've been to every little event, every graduation, and I always seen that brother. And man, he just was a really fucking good dude, man. As your father-in-law, man, what was the one thing that you learned from him and miss about him?
No, he showed me a lot because he was the only male that I knew that was married and had a successful, you know, a family that wasn't broken up, you know what I'm saying? A black family. Mm-hmm. So that was the first time I seen that, you know what I'm saying? So that had a huge impact on my view of what the black family should look like, you know what I'm saying? As a unit and as a husband, you know what I'm saying? I ain't had that representation. So he gave me a cold representation of that, you know what I'm saying? Like that was probably one of the most impactful figures in my life, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, he, you know, he handled situations, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of wisdom, you know what I'm saying? Not just being reactive, you know what I'm saying, and nothing like that. So that helped me in a lot of ways, more ways than I can just say in a conversation. You know what I'm saying? It's continually being shown through the way I live, you know what I'm saying, my life. So, you know what I'm saying? Man, yeah, possibly he was huge impact. You know what I'm saying? He was a real stand-up, no, overall individual. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't see no flaws in him, even if you saw him. You know what I'm saying? It was like, man, the love was there. You know what I'm saying? He did a lot, you know what I'm saying? And impacted so many people's lives. And I saw that, like, he had love from multiple people. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a way where I haven't seen a male being shown that much love, like on holidays, you know what I'm saying, birthdays. You know, the family showed up for him. I ain't never seen that, you know what I'm saying, nowhere. Where, you know what I'm saying, the father or the male figure get a like almost more than the female, you know what I'm saying, the family. You know what I'm saying? Than like a net, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, that was big. That means that he really impacted them, because they showing up. They making sure they like, they ain't short none of no Nika, you know what I'm saying, Kiki, You know what I'm saying? None of his kids, none of them short, shorted on giving him no gifts or no giving him his flowers. They never shorted on that. So that was like a huge, that was like a culture shock for real.
You know, like the biggest compliment I have gotten is from Verge. And it's nothing that she necessarily said. It's that she still fucks with me. And to me, that just says, speaks volumes about the job. And I'm sorry to get all emotional about it, man.
Are you good?
But I just, you know, like, it just shit touches me, you know.
That's a man that left his mark, you know.
Oh, my God, man.
You can't recreate that, man. Like, yo. That's like, you, no shoes, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got a son or you need shoes to, you know, shoes to feel. Like, you can't feel those shoes.
When he left this earth, he left no stones unturned, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
He did everything he could.
And that's why when he was, you know, really sick, I was like, okay, I got to go up there and see my guy.
Yeah.
You know, man, yo, I miss that guy, man. All right, boxing. How did y'all get into boxing?
We got into boxing because
Rico got into boxing first.
I was street fighting a lot, and I grew up fighting in the streets, fighting in school, all that type of stuff, a lot. You know what I'm saying? Then they came to this recreation center called O'Shea on 96 in Greenfield, the gym that I'm with now. And it was boxing people from the community. And we went up there, and, you know, we threw on the gloves and boxing people or whatever. And I took the shirt, because the shirt had the gym location and the address and the number on there. And I, like, damn, I can fight? You know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't got to go to college. And all you got to do is pay for me to do this, and I can do it. And I'm not going to get in no trouble. I'm like, sign me up. You know what I'm saying? Basketball, I get in trouble in school. They want to kick me off the team, and you know. So then my mama wouldn't let me do it. My pops was like, all right, well, but they stalled on it for like a year, and then they finally, it was on my grandma's birthday. They finally took me over there up to the gym after we left the cemetery, and I signed up that day. My brother was playing football at the time, but no shorter than like a month or two later, he was in there too, and. Next thing you know, that's all. It was up from there. It was love at first sight, you know.
For sure.
How long has that been?
2009,
March.
Yo, Robert, turn the phone to the side for me so we get the landscape view. All right, that's perfect. Yeah, that's a much better look. And let me get this together too. I'm over here bullshitting, getting caught up in the conversation. Okay, so why did you stop, bruh?
I ain't never stopped. People think I stopped. I ain't never really stopped like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my last fight was in 2019. I had three fights lined up all the way to September, October, COVID hit. You feel me? So I ain't necessarily stopped. You feel me? COVID came in and did its thing. You know what I'm saying? And by that time, you know what I'm saying, I was already like, man, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? Getting these fights. You know what I'm saying? These guys to commit to these contracts because they was turning the fight down like 2 weeks before the fight, week before the fight. You know what I'm saying? They was turning the fight down after the we done went to the whole camp, you know what I'm saying? And when COVID came, my man, I done started picking up my art, you know what I'm saying, the fashion, you know what I'm saying? I ain't tripping right now, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't trying to sign with no five-year contracts. I seen what my brother was going through, and I already knew that, you know what I'm saying, nobody was going to get you less than a five-year contract. Plus, you know what I'm saying, we winning. Every time you win, it's another year extension. And you get another title, it's another year extension, you know what I'm saying? So much in that game. And I was like, man, it ain't really seeming like it's something I'm willing to put down everything I'm doing right now for. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'd rather just, know what I'm saying, continue to support my brother. You know what I'm saying? Continue to support my brother. You know what I'm saying? And let him do his thing. And hopefully that opened the door for me so I can, you know what I'm saying, continue to fight without having to sign a contract to put ink on paperwork, you know what I'm saying, with some bad individuals. You know what I'm saying?
How did that work out though? Because I remember you had a little situation and you had to slow it down for a second. Did you get that resolved?
Me?
As far as
when I signed my first deal, I knew I signed a fucked up deal, but I just needed the resources. I needed the connects. You know what I'm saying? So I bit the bullet in the beginning because I know once I get out of it, it was going to be up from there. Or if I can get in this contract and I can make some money where I can buy myself out, it was going to be up. So I bit the bullet for some time or whatever, and then things started picking up, and I suffered a loss. And he still didn't want to let me out the contract. I was asking out the contract before then because I had won a title, and then he set me on the shelf for, what was that, a year or two? Yeah. He sent me on a show for like a year or two. I'm like, dog, I just want a title. Why ain't I fighting? He had a show during a pandemic, like literally, not even a half a mile from my house. Why wasn't I fighting on it? You know what I'm saying? Why I should have been on that defending my title I just got, or just staying busy. And then I was like, let me see what's up with my shoulder, because I knew my shoulder was messed up. I went and checked it out. They said that I had three tears in. I've been fighting with three tears in my arm for years, just pushing through it, you know, off pure grit and hunger. And then, you know how I go. I suffered a loss, and then I had put some lawyers on him. He was going through a lot of things financially and going through other lawsuits and stuff. So he kind of, like, threw in the towel. And then some other things lined up for me, and it been up since.
That's what's up. Yo, where did AAA come from?
Straight A, it's quadruple, it's four.
It's four. Okay, my bad. I'm sorry.
But, man, it came from, I guess, you know, I've always been in the art, so you feel me? That's kind of like where it, you know what I'm saying, derived from, you know, the origin of it, you know what I'm saying? But, it was a long process, you know what I'm saying, of me coming together something. But yeah, it just symbolized excellence, you know what I'm saying? Top tier excellence, and no matter what field or never, no matter what sport, you know what I'm saying, it was just top tier excellence, and that was the most thing to represent it to me was straight A's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it ain't no, like in school, you know what I'm saying, in life, you can't get better than that with cars, you know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing about cars, you know what I'm saying, but you can't beat a straight A hand, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, you feel me, this top tier, you don't get no better than this, so I'm like, we gonna roll with that. That's gonna symbolize everything we doing, you know what I'm saying, and where we come from is ain't nothing better than straight A. So that's where it came from.
Yo, your shit is fire too, though, bro. Like I've seen the growth over the years too. You've gotten so much better and so much crispy with what you putting out, and the art, nigga. Like, at what point did you decide, yeah, I'm about to just, you know, I can beat niggas up, but I'd rather use a paintbrush.
Well, no, when we got into that bad contract. We went out in that bad contract the first time, and then I know we had to sit down for a year. Then, you know, I started, you know, getting back into my art, you know what I'm saying? I ain't been drawing or doing any type of painting for, like, since I was probably, like, 11, you know what I'm saying, for real drawing. So I was like, man, it's time for me to, you know what I'm saying, just, I got time on my hands, so I just start picking it back up, you know what I'm saying, and little by little. And then, you know, during the pandemic, you know what I'm saying, that came across, so I started diving into it more, you know what I'm saying, got into music more. You know what I'm saying? Art, you know what I'm saying? And fashion, all, you know, just, it just started, you know, that's where my attention was, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's where I've been ever since, you feel me?
Yo, if you ever been around these two, and I mean, you know, you know, I got a brother, but me and my brother ain't like you and your brother.
Man, a lot of brothers ain't no brothers like us, like, for real, honestly, you know what I'm saying? Like, we started off history, you know what I'm saying, with Cain and Abel, you know, the worst set of brothers. So, you know what I'm saying? That's a spirit, you know what I'm saying? We see a lot of oftentimes, you know what I'm saying, through the city or through the world, it be that type of relationship, and we never understood it, you know what I'm saying? I don't get that. You know, that never resonated with me, you know what I'm saying, to have that type of relationship other than, you know what I'm saying, one as a unit, you know what I'm saying, with your brother.
Yeah, and it's like I love my brother. My brother loves me. It just, you know, like, it ain't, y'all make that shit look easy.
Yeah, man, it is, you know what I'm saying? We grew up with each other, you know what I'm saying? We did a lot, you know what I'm saying, with each other. We do everything with each other, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't like nothing that we just had to force or nothing like that. It's just natural, just,
before
it's right.
And everything, we all we had, and shit, we was best friends before we even knew what friends was, you know?
Okay, let me ask y'all this about each other. What's one thing that the other person has that you wish you could do?
He got tickler. He got tickler, and he got patience. I ain't got neither.
All right. What about you, bro?
I guess I had learned from him, like, to be more, no, he'd deal with the family more. Like, I'm good with the family too, but he'd be like, oh, I'm easy. Oh, you need a place to stay? Oh, I let you stay with me, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. He was like, he opened that door up, like, to our family, like, easy. Me, personally, I'm like, I know what I'm saying. I got my own space. I'll be, you know what I'm saying, trapping out of here. I'll be doing my work. So I necessarily wasn't, like, you know what I'm saying, initially opening to that, even though I loved him. I'm like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the last resort. You know what I'm saying? You could come here, you know what I'm saying, type shit. So I learned that from him for real. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, but you got a different situation too, though. You married.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know, so you got to look at things. She come first. and how it's going to affect not just you, but your household.
Yeah.
You know, and shout out to Precious for being just a dope ass individual and supportive as fuck.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to Pete.
You know,
Pete Mo.
What's up with the dogs?
Oh, that's my boy. You know what I'm saying? I how Vine felt about Cho. You know what I'm saying? He like, I don't know if I couldn't ever have another son because I don't know if I could love him like this. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that with my dog. You know what I'm saying? For real. I'm like, dang. You know, I want another one. I'm like, this is my boy right here. This my son right here. Like, I don't know if I can love something like I love this one. You know what I'm saying? If I could duplicate that process, you know what I'm saying? That love, you know what I'm saying? But I for sure, you know what I'm saying, want to get another one. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I went by the house, man, to pick up my grandbaby the other day, man. And I seen Stanker. Man, this nigga look just like Vaughn.
Yeah, he more for Ryan to Vaughn.
Okay. Oh, yo, your last fight. Your man was getting the best of you. I seen the highlight of the knockout. Uh-huh. One of the most impressive knockouts you gonna ever see. Why is you fighting this nigga again?
Because that's what you do when you got the title. And you ain't confident in yourself, you add rematch clauses in the contract. Just in case you lose, you know, just in case I lose to him, I want to get my title back. So that's what he did. He threw a rematch clause in the contract.
Yeah, but you going to his crib. Why?
Because I'm not signed to the big promotion company that threw the show. They brought me in to lose. So all the ball is really in their court still. I'm still the B-side. Nobody is for me. The whole boxing world is against me. The judges, the commentators, the promoter, everybody against me. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants. They want me to lose. I fucked up the church's money when I knocked them out.
Basically, for sure.
You know, basically, that's what happened.
Okay, so when you win this one, what's next?
We'll go from there. You know, I can't tell you. You know, the ball ain't in my court.
How is it not?
Man, because I'm not signed to the promotion company. They brought me in to lose. They brought me in just as an opponent, and I won a fight that I wasn't supposed to win. Like they thought for sure that I was gonna lose, and I didn't.
Okay, so, and I know boxing I never
gave a fuck about winning on the scorecards. If I was winning the fight, how he was winning the fight, I was still gonna lose. Like that's how I set up it was for me to lose. No matter what, only way I could win was by knocking him out or stopping him. And I explained that to my team like minutes before we walked out. I said like, look, this motherfucker about to come out there on fire, blazing. He about to come out there on my ass, but don't panic. Once I catch his timing, it's gonna be on. And you know. I didn't expect to knock him out cold, but I knew once I caught it, his timing, the fight was gonna change.
Yo, what is it like to get hit and you can't like just be enraged? You still got to be disciplined with the game plan. How you do that?
Fight ain't for everybody.
Yeah, that's how fight ain't for everybody. And I never panicked in that fight. I never lost faith. I never lost hope. I never thought like, I'm down. I never thought that. I never cared about being down. I knew this boxing. This ain't football. This ain't basketball. You can't throw a 20-point touchdown in the fourth quarter. You can't make a 40-point shot in basketball and come back and win. But I know I can lose every minute of every round, and I can land one, and boom, that's all it takes. But I didn't go in there with that game plan. I thought I was going to catch him and hurt him and then hop on him and knock him out, like, or stop him. But, you know, God had other plans.
And what you thinking watching this, Robert?
Oh, look! I saw the punch. Oh, if you, I got a video where you see somebody reported it from the stands behind us, and then you see me jumping, flash to right, man, flash to right, nigga, and that's flash to right.
And that's what I tell.
And they see you though, boom. I was like, I seen it. I saw it in slow mo. I'm like, flash to right, flash to right, flash to right, nigga, flash to right. Then, bow. I was like, that. I told you.
They call it luck. But if you watch it, I seen him throwing his punch, and I leaned back to absorb his power off of it, and bam, blasting back forward. That ain't luck. I saw the shot coming. I saw it.
That was time precision.
Hey, it is what it is. They can call it what they want.
But that ain't, luck, is that wise? That ain't a wise game plan, is it?
At all. But we ain't in their camp, you know what I'm saying? We ready to go ahead and crack that egg again, you know what I'm saying? Because he already going to be nice and tender from that last knockout, you know what I'm saying? So we ready to go ahead and punch him right back into, you know what I'm saying, the ground again.
Yeah, have y'all considered starting your own promotional team?
Yeah, for sure. Ever since I've been out of the ring, we talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Because the game needs changing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really trying to get with nobody else and up under any of their promotions and stuff. Because then I got to fall in line to, you know what I'm saying, the details of their litigations. You know what I'm saying? And agreements. I ain't trying to do that. No, so I'm trying to. Yeah, we trying to for sure.
Starting a promotion company ain't the hardest thing to do, but it do cost money. A lot of money. The biggest thing about it is having the connections.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Having the connections. When you're a brother and you're other color, you know what I'm saying? We ain't got the connections that the Jews got. We ain't got the connections that, you know, the brothers the other color got. You know, so that's the hardest part about everything. We ain't got the TV connections and all that type of stuff. That's the hardest part about it all.
I think, and this is just my little 2 cents, I think that y'all got the connections. They're just not in that sport. And you got to be able to change the connections that y'all got into assets in another venue.
Yeah. Well, we're going to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? God got a plan for us. It's already written. So whatever he got for us, we're just going to continue to unfold. You know what I'm saying? Change the game, change the world. You know what I'm saying? Solidify our names in the history books. You know what I'm saying? And in the earth.
I mean, like, because I think we talked about this, like, when he was going through the legal shit with the last dude. You know, like, I know a couple people. I don't know everybody. But it might be a couple people that may be useful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely. Like, how the fuck did y'all end up in a T Grizzly video, by the way?
Yo, go ahead. Say that.
I grew up in the same gang, in the same, you know what I'm saying, running the streets, Woody. You know what I'm saying? So
like 12, 13 years. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? That was like back this when wasn't 14, no just love.
Back when we was 14 years old, we was thugging together. You know what I'm saying? We was in the same gang, thugging together, doing a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? So, and he been on his thing. He been doing his thing since he came home or whatever. And, you know, every now and then, you know what I'm saying, we pop at each other and chop it up with each other and stuff. And then he came out with the song, and he hit me up probably about a month before the video dropped and said, bro, I got this idea. You know what I'm saying? I got a vision for this video, man. I need you to be in it. And I'm like, all right, bet. And he shot me the idea or whatever, and I said, all right, for sure, let's do it. And he was like, if you going to be available on this date, let me know. I said, for sure, I'm going to make sure that I'm available for you, bro. And then he hit me up, and, you know, we did what we do.
Yo, where, what side of town are y'all from?
From the west side.
Where at?
Plymouth and Greenfield.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. All these years. I didn't know that. So basically, you know, like y'all been fucking around with Joy Road niggas too, huh?
Yeah,
yeah,
we
have.
Fuck with a lot of Joy
Road
niggas.
Yeah, I stay away from Joy Road, man. Niggas is nuts. I'm old now. I'm past my prime, though. So, I'm not hanging out no more and shit.
It ain't the same. These new, my era Joy Road niggas cool, but these new era.
Everybody.
The new era, everybody in their hood. I stay away from these young niggas under 25. Niggas, they skeechy. They the Cain and Abel type of niggas.
Oh, they best friends, setting their best friends up. They doing all
niggas
that
they call brother and blooder. They lining him up and wetting him up.
Although, like that ain't new, bro.
No, it ain't.
It just got they got more. No, they got more.
It's more prevalent now.
It's not. They got more cameras.
Man, you're right. They get caught. They get caught more. Yeah, they get caught more now.
Because
it sure seems like it's not a lot more prevalent now, but I don't know.
Money, you know, like the one thing about Detroit is like the gang shit is a new thing, like for me. It's the colors and stuff like that. It's a new thing for me. You know, back then it was pretty much cliques and it was all based around money.
Yeah, it ain't
too many colors.
Colors up here in Detroit for real. It's colors like more towards the West Coast. You know, them Cali and Arizona and them states. But it is Bloods and Crips up here though, but it ain't.
But they ain't banging big like that on the colors on the tip like that.
They ain't like, nigga, you wearing
red. I think it's who they with, you know what I'm saying, Crips and Bloods together. So yeah. You know what I'm saying, they ain't like that.
Yeah, this whole shit is confusing to me, you know. And I got a couple partners out there on the West Coast that like, that gang banging shit is like generations deep out there.
Yeah,
Yeah, it don't even matter. You born into the gang already, baby. You know what I'm saying? You inherit the beef. So whether you gang bang or not, nigga.
Oh my God. Like if you where you from is everything. It doesn't matter. Yeah, you ain't gotta actually be in the set. You in the set when it comes down to it.
Yeah, because where you from, where the block you was raised on and born on, had you been a block over, you'd have been over there. So since you born over here, you over here. So
hey, you still owe me a picture too, bro.
I forgot.
Yeah, let me know. You even said it about 5 years ago.
You gotta send it. Yeah, you gotta send it and gotta get on it. I got a lot of people lining up saying I owe them a picture. I'm like, hey, I'll be working. I got people coming in and this. You know, say they sending the deposit. So I'm like, hey, I gotta put them up front.
How long does it take you?
It depends. You know, I had some pieces I did in like, you know what I'm saying, 1 day, 4 hours, you know what I'm saying? But it depends, you know what I'm saying? Bigger pieces, you know, I like, you know what I'm saying? I got multiple pieces at one time, so I'm going to spread my time out. You know, you got to eat, you know what I'm saying? You got to live. I got to go to the gym. So, but it usually take about 7 days, 7 to 10 days on a lifelike portion, like the one I did for Rico, a realism, hyper-realism portion. It'll take about 7 to 10 days, you know what I'm saying, and good adamant time, and we make it happen.
How hard y'all hitting the jump?
Oh, we've been working three times a day.
We're heavy, nah. We're them heavy. Like,
three times a day. We working out three times. We were running in the morning. Then we going to the fitness gym and working strength conditioning. Then we going to the boxing gym later on. So,
dang, three times a day?
Yep.
How much you got to eat to sustain that?
Man, you got to eat. That was my problem. I got to get on my fuel diet and fueling.
The right things, you know what I'm saying? You can't overdo it, and you can't underdo it. So it's a good balance you got to have.
So y'all got like a nutritionist, or y'all just, this is, y'all two niggas
right now, I'm figuring out what worked for my body myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm figuring out what worked for my body and what my body fuel off myself, you know?
That's the thing, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these guys, you know what I'm saying, they got the advantage and ups on. You know, they had the nutritionists like the guy Rico Fought, Peter McGrill. Man, he had one of the top nutritionists from over here, over in his camp. You know what I'm saying? They flew her out, you know, him doing his whole meal prep, doing everything, like, down to a science. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got that, man. We from the city. We from the hood. We thugging it out, nigga.
It's niggas there, man. Matter of fact, I know a couple of niggas there that nutrition shit is their specialty, bruh.
Yeah. No, we add that into the camp. That's going to help them do nothing but help us and benefit us. You know what I'm saying? We doing this off the muscle. They got the top tier, you know what I'm saying, workout facilities. You know what I'm saying?
When you spoil, you know what I'm saying, we off all hustle and pure grit. You know what I'm saying? No quit. And, you know, he ain't.
They spoon fed.
Yeah, he's silver spoon.
He ain't been in no trouble, folks.
So what do y'all need?
Outside of money. We can't say what we need. You know what I'm saying? God know what we need. We can say, you know what I'm saying, what we want, what we think. But we don't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? Whatever God got for us, he got for us. You know what I'm saying? Whoever can help, it seems like they could benefit. You, if you see a need, come in and meet it. You know what I'm saying? And we can go ahead and work like
that. If you know something that we don't know, inform us, you know?
Well, it could be a benefit, you know what I'm saying, to the team and help us grow. You know what I'm saying? It's all going to work hand in hand.
He's still building, so.
I mean, I don't know how much, martial arts training helps. But my guy is really off into, like, he's a vegetarian, but he's really into, like, the nutritional aspect of life and getting every ounce of energy out of what he consumes.
Mm-hmm, for sure. That's what you got to do. So fuel that body up and get the maximum output out of it. That's where it's at, for sure.
Yeah, I can definitely put you in touch with Keith. And actually, there's a guy there named KT, the Arts Degree, who is, like, when it comes to, like, healthy eating, he's, like, Dr. Sebi. As a matter of fact, I think he's related to Dr. Sebi.
Oh, yeah, we need a Dr. Sebi in the cap.
When I say that guy is the next Dr. Sebi, he is. And I'm not saying that lightly. You know, so I'm going to reach out to Keith. And because I know he knows I was getting contact with KT. Yeah, man. And that's why I'm asking, like, okay, well, what can the city help y'all with?
I mean, if they anybody who sees something to where they're like, oh, I could benefit and help them in this way, I think this would benefit them. Man, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? We open to it, you know what I'm saying? And if it's going to help us, you know, it makes sense. That's all. You know what I'm saying? We receptive of it. You know what I'm saying? We can't just be like, oh, I need this, I need that. Man, we've been making it happen with this, so I can't say we need that. You know what I'm saying?
It's only one guy that's around that been to the level that I'm headed towards, and that's Tony Harrison. You know what I'm saying? So, to trying to help, asking people that ain't been where I'm trying to go, or what I need, or can you help me, is like, it's kind of, you know, I don't really know the word for it, but I'm gonna ask you to help me get somewhere you ain't never been to, you know?
It's like if I go to school. You may not be going to school with me, but I can tell you I need some pencils. I can tell you I need some notebooks. And you may not even see me through the process. But right. When you hit me up at the family reunion, bro, what can I do for you? Well, I need a backpack.
Right.
Like, you gotta be able to, like, I understand that y'all been doing this yourselves for the longest, but I'm absolutely certain there's a lot of people out there that would love to help y'all and just do it on the muscle for nothing.
Yeah,
but they're not necessarily going to watch you.
Like what I'm saying is, I'm trying to go to the top.
Right.
One person been to the top around that's around locally in Michigan area. One person been to the top, or the pinnacle, the best, the cream of the crop. One person been there, so it's like he know, you know what I'm saying, and he always there for me. Whatever I reach out to him about, you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But anybody else, I mean, I can't really say if they ain't been there. They can just know. They know what I need. They know what I know. I need to put in work, and you know, I need to be all the way focused and locked in. I know that, and I am doing that.
But if we was talking about, like you said, some stuff we can benefit from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can benefit from somebody who really got the nutrition down to a science. Is gonna, you know, what I'm saying, everything is gonna help fuel our bodies in particular, not just
weight cutting,
not just generally, but somebody that can help us control, you know what I'm saying, and balance out the process of cutting weight. You know what I'm saying, and getting all the nutrients we need for prepare us for the fight. You know what I'm saying, and be at top tier level. You know what I'm saying, for a top tier performance. You know what I'm saying, so that, you know, that could be a benefit. You know what I'm saying, somebody that can help with sponsorships. You know what I'm saying, to help get partnerships going on between Rico. You know what I'm saying, and me and the brand. You know what I'm saying, but that'd be helpful. You know what I'm saying, for marketing reasons. You know what I'm saying? And all growing, you know what I'm saying, with whatever business that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
What y'all doing this weekend?
Training.
Yeah.
Y'all know y'all know Savior's Day. Y'all heard of that?
Who?
Savior's Day.
Say that again. What's that called?
Savior's Day.
I ain't never heard
of it. I never know.
The Nation of Islam has a celebration once a year. And this year it's in Detroit, so it's this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about the Islam because I ain't Muslim.
Oh, I'm not either.
I wouldn't know about it.
I just happen to know the brother that is the minister for the Nation of Islam in Detroit. So I'm going to go up there. You know, that's my guy. But my point was, is that, like, that's one of those events where the people that are there would be helpful.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Where it's supposed to be at?
It's at Huntington Place. The old Cobo Hall.
Cobo. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's actually, let me know if y'all want to go. Hit me up.
Man, I'm open to it. I ain't tripping.
What day is it?
It's actually, they having some events every day, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But like the main deal with Farrakhan speaking is Sunday.
Oh, Farrakhan going to be there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a big event, yeah.
All right. Yeah. 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 If you tap in, and give me a number, man. If you need some tickets, man, we'll get you something. We'll get you.
All right, bet. Yeah, we.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yo. Okay.
Farrakhan got wisdom, so
he a wise man.
Oh my God, man!
A lot of knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. I am definitely looking forward to it. I've been before, and not even on, you know, no religious stuff, but just as a black man.
Yeah. It's
just dope seeing black people.
Yeah,
in a united front.
Yeah, and that's one thing he know how to do. He know how to bring people together and get them to move as a unit. No, our people. That's the probably the most important thing that we need. That's vital to our growth in whatever aspect is coming together and moving. You know what I'm saying? Moving as a unit. You know what I'm saying? Having structure. And yeah, he got that for sure. He got absolutely.
Who the best boxer? Who's the GOAT?
Floyd. The TBE is Floyd, the best ever. They ain't my favorite fighter, but he the best ever.
He the best ever because boxing is a human chess match. It's hit and not get hit, and he does that better than anybody. He took less punishment in the game, beat more world champions than anybody, and, you know, numbers don't lie.
And he made more money than any boxer ever in history, or most athletes. He made more money than most athletes. So, at most athletes, actors, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, Floyd the best.
And he's retired in a good health that boxers don't normally retire in. He got all the senses. He ain't got the shaky hands. He can hold his head still.
He can still fight if he wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Like, professionally and beat these guys, but, you know, he don't have to do that.
No, Joe Lewis?
Nah, hell, nah.
I mean,
Lewis was cool, you know what I'm saying, but he ain't the best.
He fought who he could fight, and he beat who he could beat. He fought the best of the best, but it's just like, I wouldn't say he's best, because it's boxing. It's not just about beating everybody and all that, but he didn't take less punishment. Boxing is hit and not get hit. He didn't do that better than Floyd.
Nope. And he was at a time where boxing wasn't as advanced and skillful as it is now. He would have lost to some guys that he probably
mediocre
beat,
or not.
You know what I'm saying? Because he don't have the necessary skills and technical ability as them guys. You know what I'm saying?
Because
you know what I'm saying, he fought with his hands down. He ain't had no defense.
Boxing
like that.
Wasn't a science.
He'd
back
around and get knocked out.
Yeah, but you fight motherfuckers that like you literally had to beat their ass to death.
Right, that's in his era. So he worked for his era.
He was the best.
But
in his
he wouldn't
era.
Have survived in this one.
You don't think so?
Boxing wasn't a science then.
It wasn't a science. It wasn't that technical. You was there and knocked somebody out, you know what I'm saying? Because they didn't have no defense. We preaching defense now.
It was more so of a tough man sport for the most part.
Gladiator type shit.
Yeah. Who can hit the hardest?
And I kinda missed that
though. Land first.
Yeah, I miss it too, but it ain't good for you. you hit him and not get hit. Don't make it boring. Don't be scared. You know what I'm saying? Put on the show, but don't be stupid. You know what I'm saying? We think.
No disrespect to Muhammad Ali. He the greatest of his era, but that's why, you know, when he retired or whatever, you know, a couple years later, he had the shaky hands.
Yeah.
And, you know, he couldn't hold his head still, you know what I'm saying? Because he was in there taking punches that he didn't have to take.
He definitely did that. That was part of his strategy, and it was not a good one for a long
time.
Wasn't
a good one, not for a long life.
Yeah.
Well, a life outside of boxing, and Floyd got that down to the science. He got a great life outside of boxing.
He made it cool to go in there and not get hit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so.
Now, he changed the game in ways that I don't like.
And what's that?
The O's.
You know, you got to be undefeated. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it made the world. So he didn't say you got to be undefeated, but.
They structured it.
That's how they structured it as. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
So, does it make people. Does it make boxers too squeamish to fight other boxers?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's why a lot of fights don't happen because they form or they ask for too much money because Floyd was the breadwinner of the game. Like he brought the big bucks in. So a lot of fighters price themselves out. Or they don't want to risk losing, so they won't take certain fights.
Can you make the money that he made anymore? You think that? I think that era might be over as far as the money he made.
No.
I mean,
it's actually growing. There's other fighters that might make that and more. Like, going forward.
Oh, what's old boy named Jake Paul? Is he ruining the game of boxing?
He growing. Yeah, he is. He got better, but. I don't see him ever being a face of boxing. He
never be the face of boxing.
But he made more than most boxers make. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He did his fights. You know what I'm saying? However, YouTubers, he was making $35 million last year off boxing.
But you ain't that ruining boxing?
I mean, you gotta get in where you fit in. You gotta learn how to promote and put people in them seats. That's what it's all about. Put people in them seats and making them high profile fights happen. And he doing that. So you gotta commend him on that. So if you can't put no fans in them seats, that's your problem. I don't care if you were Olympian or something like that. You know what I'm saying? That's cool and skill, but if you can't sell out no seats, so nobody want to see you. You boring. You know what I'm saying? You're not a fan favorite. You're not entertaining. And Jake Paul bringing entertainment to it. You know what I'm saying? He been an advocate for boxers, so
and he willing to fight anybody. That's so he bringing that back. You know what I'm saying? Because Floyd made it where these guys is scared to risk fighting other guys that's undefeated, or they need too much money. He making it where you got to fight. You know what I'm saying? And you got to bring in, you got to put asses in seats.
So, old girl, what's her name? Clarissa Shields. She says she can beat that nigga. Do you think that there's ever...
He a male.
He a little too big for her.
Yeah.
He's too big for her.
Do she have a shot, though?
he's still a male. That's the only thing.
Yeah, male.
She got better skill, you know what I'm saying? But she just that's my dog, you know what I'm saying? We came from the amateurs all together, so and we from the size. same state, but
size matter, you know what I'm saying? But beyond
that, aspect, she would.
Beyond the aspect of him being the male and her being a female, size matter, you know what I'm saying, in boxing.
So she probably could be the dude her size.
Yeah, she probably could.
Would that dude be able to get back in the ring?
I say a little smaller, her like 140.
Yeah, 140, you know, a little smaller. Because it's still that, you know, they got the
bone structure.
Genetic structure, you know what I'm saying? That's different, male versus female.
Oh, my God, man. I couldn't imagine, man. I would not be able to get back. I would quit boxing.
Yeah, if you got beat by a girl, man.
And that's the fucked up part about it, is that there is no upside to a guy fighting her. And that's her problem.
Yeah.
Because if he beats her, you just beat up a chick, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And if he loses,
you got beat by a chick.
And that's even worse.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a conversation that ain't need to be had, you know what I'm saying? They can talk about it in media all they want,
but you can't blame her for wanting to prove herself.
I think that she's kind of like I think she could be a lot further along, and she could have helped the game of women's boxing a lot more if she was a little bit more disciplined vocally.
That's what a lot of people say, but I mean, it's a double standard. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of cliche because, you know, the males got to sell the fights. Females do too. They can't sell it with sex. But that's how they want the woman to do it, sell it with sex. But she, you know, she talk her shit like a man. And they don't like it when she do it. But I mean, what you want her to say?
They really don't like when we do it, you know what I'm saying? Somebody white come in front of it, you know what I'm saying? They gonna praise them. They talk behind the Floyd for years doing that, and now they got Jake Paul, talking crazy, all these MMA guys, Conor McGregor.
They love it.
They praise them like they Jesus. You know what I'm saying? But when we did it, we was the bad guys, so I'm saying, you know, it's politics, man.
I mean, but you gotta sign the contract first, then talk shit.
I mean, even
you gotta,
if
you got you gotta talk shit to get the fight sometime.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yep. They made it happen just like that. Look at Rowley. He ain't did nothing in the amateurs. He ain't did nothing in the pros. And all of a sudden, he got millions in fighting Tank. How?
And then he lost the Tank, got knocked out. His next fight, he fought for a world title.
And got it. How?
He moved up in weight after getting knocked out at 135. He moved up to 140. And first fight fought for a world title.
How?
It was something like that. First,
you know what I'm saying? How? Like, just how that happened like that?
Okay. Who's the dream fight for you?
Me?
Yeah.
I ain't got no dream fight.
Yeah, ain't like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't like, you know what I'm saying? We got the honor of sharing our ring with none of these niggas for real, you know what I'm saying? No matter who they, you feel me? Like, it ain't like, I don't know how people even think, like, oh, the honor to share the ring with you like that. Like, no, I'm going to beat up whoever they put in front of you, you know what I'm saying? That's what we all. Whoever in the way, you know what I'm saying, to get this title, you know what I'm saying, to get this bag, you know what I'm saying, it don't even matter. Whoever in the way at the time, whoever got it, whoever, you know what I'm saying, the way from getting it, you know what I'm saying, you can get smoked, you can get it.
Okay, you ever lost, Robert?
In the amateurs?
I know you got one L professionally.
No,
I do. Yeah. What's that feel like?
Feeling that you don't want, you know what I'm saying? It's a feeling of letting my people down. You know what I'm saying? I disappointed my people. I let my people down. It's a feeling that shit, I don't want to feel again. You know.
I hate losing
more than I love winning. Like.
All right, what's your Uno game like?
Huh?
What's the Uno game like?
Savage. I'm reckless. Yeah, I might be one of the best ever.
At Uno, nigga?
Hey, I'm going to get niggas out the table.
Yeah, they going to hate
me. They going to have 45 cards in their hand playing with me.
Uno ain't got no age limit, nigga. I'll tell y'all niggas up.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You're going to hate me.
Uno is a
I can have a 10-15 card hand and turn that boy around, and you like, whoa, where did this come from?
Man, what? Precious gonna be mad at me, boy.
I get active on that.
And we ain't gonna talk about no spades, nigga. Y'all get ran up off.
I get a little bit on spades. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how to play spades.
He be serious about spades, though. The elders be real serious about that. So I'd be like, I ain't want to play with y'all. Y'all said y'all be real serious about that.
Yeah, nigga.
Now, if I practice mode, that'd be different. But I don't play it that often unless, you know what I'm saying, the whole family get together and y'all pull out spades. you know what I'm saying, we could play spades. But if I played it better, no, often, more often, yeah, we could go ahead, yeah, put some money on it. You know what I'm saying, with my team or whatever.
But, all right, last question, I'm going to let y'all go. Young man comes to you, each of y'all, and is just looking for some life advice. Best thing you got for him?
Keep faith and self-belief. If you want to do it or you want it, you can achieve it. If you can think it, you can believe it, you can achieve it.
And I say,
never give up. Don't worry. Don't listen to nobody that say or tell you that you can't. Because they ain't give you the vision that God gave you. And it's a vision. Once you think it or believe it and you see yourself doing it, it's obtainable at that point.
Mm. And I say, don't rush the process. Trust the process. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing that's really good or bad. You know what I'm saying? All things, you know what I'm saying, work together for the good to them who love the Lord. You feel me? So even if it looked like it's bad in this season, this turnaround, you're going to say, oh, it's good for me that I went through that. Oh, it's good for me that it happened to me in another season. You know what I'm saying? Like, dang, I wouldn't have been here had that not happened to me there. So, you know what I'm saying? Just trust the process. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever let a hard time humble you. You know what I'm saying? Just stay grounded. You know what I'm saying? And know this all going to work out. You know what I'm saying? Everything that this supposed to happen will happen. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to rush it. You know what I'm saying? Trust and believe in it that it's all going to work out for you. You know what I'm saying? And when it will.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Man, believe that. Yo, okay, so anybody want to cop some of the merchandise, straight A's, where they go? How they do that?
Man, look, right now, look, we doing direct to consumers, direct to customer, you know what I'm saying? Direct to your house, you know what I'm saying? Directly from my hands, you know what I'm saying? The designer, straight to you, you know what I'm saying? So contacting me, you know what I'm saying? While I'm on the ground level, you know what I'm saying? Running,
you know what I'm saying? You got a vision for it, he can make it.
I'm with the masses, you know what I'm saying? I'm with my people. Man, look, DM me, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to respond, you know what I'm saying? We can have our one-on-one. You could talk to the actual designer. You ain't get that actual opportunity with Louis, Gucci, Fendi, Balenciaga, none of them. You could have that opportunity with me, you know what I'm saying, as I grow. And you can go ahead and make that memory, you know what I'm saying, kill that event, you know what I'm saying, with that fit, you know what I'm saying, and take it from there.
If you got a shoe or anything, you need a piece of garment, clothing, that you need something to match, you know what I'm saying, hit him up. You know, you need a top or bottom to go with that shoe. Or hat or anything, hit him up. He can
man,
do it.
Look, we lacing it. You hear me? Ain't nothing better than straight A's. Not LVs, not 2Gs, not 2F, not 2Bs, not 2Cs. None of that. Ain't nothing better than straight A's. You know what I'm saying? And the world it's gonna sound off in the world, and they all gonna speak it. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we gonna go with it.
That's what's up, man. Yo, I want to thank y'all tremendously. I don't even know if that makes sense. I want to thank y'all immensely. Definitely appreciate y'all, man. This has been a dope-ass conversation, man. Y'all already know how to get in contact with me if you need anything, nigga. Yeah. But I am going to hit my guy Keith up tomorrow about the nutritional shit, too. So I'll reach out and let you know. I'm absolutely certain he'll be the most helpful nigga I probably have ever come across. So I'll keep you. Matter of fact, I'll be in the city tomorrow.
All right, bet. Sure. We can get together.
Yeah.
Appreciate you for having us on.
Oh, come on, man. It's an honor. Whatever y'all need, man. I'm here.
You know, we're going to turn it up, man. Podcast, whatever you want to do, we're going to turn it up.
Yo, you know, your nigga been doing this thing for a minute now. So
hey, for sure. I seen some people in there from the city that I know. They was on I seen it on their page. I'm like, dang, I missed it. I was in the gym.
I've been, especially over the last year, I made a concerted effort to make sure I got the hometown covered. Because I've been killing these niggas. Most of these niggas in the city get niggas that they can't get in the city. And I'm not even there no more. And I'm being intentional about that. You know, that's one thing I've gotten better at, being intentional about what I'm trying to do. And I'm putting the flag down, nigga. I was born and raised on 7 Mile in Southfield, nigga. Y'all niggas gonna know.
Yeah, you gonna for sure know we came on the earth. We ain't gonna be one of them people that you just never knew we existed. It's gonna resound for generations and generations. You'll know we was here.
Man, my kids gotta have something to eat off of when I'm just bones.
Right.
So, hey, and even deeper than that, you know what I'm saying? Hey, God ain't make no shortage, it's abundance, you know what I'm saying? So whoever connected to me, whoever connected to my family, everybody gonna eat. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
We gonna spread the wealth.
Absolutely, man. Y'all have a good one, man. I appreciate y'all. I keep in touch with y'all. Yo, and hit me up if you really want to go Sunday, too.
Let's go, man. Let's make it happen.
All right, no doubt. I got you. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah.
Yo, that was the O'Quinn brothers, man. Yo, man, and that's just a long time coming and a really dope conversation, man. Definitely free Dr. John F. Johnson, a.k.a. Grandmaster J. Shout out to you. The world needs an Etta Lucas. I'm going to just put it that way. Shout out to you for just riding for the brother and being a dope-ass individual. Again, man, all of us need an Etta Lucas on our team. Who else do we got next week? Oh, we got Snapdog coming up Wednesday. That's going to be pretty fire. And let me see. Yeah, that's not going to happen. My bad. My bad. I was looking at the... we got Miles Yachts Thursday at 5 o'clock. And we got Ty Mopkins. Ty Mopkins is yo, like, my man, as far as fashion is going, like, the starter GOAT, you know, so and tapped in with everybody. So that's definitely one to look forward to. Miles Yachts is killing the game, too. Like, and Snapdog, oh, my God. Come on, bro. Look, man, it's your talent that gets you on the show, but it's your story that makes you stand out, man. And y'all already know, man, I only rock with legends around here. And next week is absolutely no exception. This is Jobs. This has been another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio. And I'm out. Y'all have a good one.